This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven.
Yep, 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 yep. That's how we're going to start the week. Finding out what's on your mind. And the crickets simply mean they have populated a couple of the lines that we use to chat with you. So if you hear the crickets, that means there's lines available. As soon as you call, it knocks the critics off. The critics, yeah, them too.
The critics?
Yeah. The crickets.
It's an ironic slip there, huh?
Yeah.
Once you call, then all the critics are calling, but the crickets quit.
Sure.
That's funny.
So if you want to knock the critics and the crickets off their perch, you pick up the phone and dial us up at 800-228-0550. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. And by email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. There you go. Time to chat today on the program. A little later on, we're going to chat with Justin Fisk, who's the marketing director for Medora. Had a great time out there last week. Hated to leave and only spent about 24 hours there, but boy, enjoyed my time as I always do. We'll be back. I'll be back heading out there. We'll find out some more about some things that are happening at Medora. We're also going to talk to Don Mosman. He is the training director for the North Dakota Safety Council. North Dakota Safety Council and WSI, along with all of us here at What's On Your Mind, once a month team up and focus specifically on a safety topic. And there is some alarming news out from the National Safety Council about how 28 states are failing to protect their residents, that's us, from the opiates crisis. And about four states are making notable progress towards saving lives. This is an alarming new report that's out. We're going to talk about it today on the program and look at this epidemic. Compare North Dakota's numbers to national stats. What does it mean for businesses? I mean, are businesses, when they're screening for these kind of drugs, really just one alarming stat after another. We'll also talk, you know, it means a lot for families. It has impacts there. It means a lot for businesses. And so we'll talk about the drug take-back program. We'll talk about safe storage solutions. All of that coming up on the program today. You got any solutions for this? Any ways to do it better? Any personal experience from dealing with the problem at your workplace or your family that you'd like to share? Let us know on Safety Talk today on the program coming up. That'll be next hour. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We have some Supreme Court news coming down today. First decision is out. It's on that Texas abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court has thrown out a Texas law. The Texas law was similar to the North Dakota law. For the life of me, I don't understand how people can think it's a bad idea. But it's just amazing to me what passes for common sense these days. The Texas law, the one that's been thrown out, much like the North Dakota law that was passed, said if you are a doctor performing an abortion in a clinic, you need to have admitting privileges to the hospital nearest this particular clinic. Now, just think about this from just pure common sense perspective. What if, right? I mean, that happens all the time in a medical situation. What if you are a patient at an abortion clinic and there is a complication and you need to be admitted to the hospital? Shouldn't the doctor that was performing the procedure on you be able to follow you through and have a continuum of care? Wouldn't that be better for the patient? And if you don't have admitting privileges, you can't go over there. It gets to be a little bit confusing. So that, to me, says that's safer for the patient. Does that make sense? Now, of course, what happened in North Dakota is Sanford Health, the only abortion clinic in North Dakota, is in Fargo. Sanford Health located in Fargo along with Ascension Health. And Sanford said, we'll just let them in. So Sanford Health evidently decided to be pro-abortion and just let them in. Previously, they had some sort of a standard to say you need to have a certain amount of hours or a certain amount of relationship with the facility in order to get admitting privileges, but literally, Sanford Health lowered their standards so as to accommodate this and make it. Now, quite honestly, for the intended purpose of making this safer for the patient that is involved in the decision to have an abortion, that solved the problem. I'm not sure why they wouldn't have allowed or required the. A lot of times these abortion doctors fly in from elsewhere. They aren't like local. They fly in. So I don't know why you wouldn't put them through the same procedures, but evidently they decided just. But again, problem solved. But now the Supreme Court of the United States has thrown this out in Texas. So anyway, that's news that just came down. You're going to hear about that a lot today, and I doubt you're going to hear it explained the way I just explained it behind what the actual law in Texas was asking for. People in the abortion industry, they say, well, you only pass laws like that because you want to make it more difficult for people to be able to you know, work in these facilities and no, trying to make it safer. First of all, having less abortions would be a good thing. I think we should all agree on that. But separate from that, for those that choose it, it's legal. Why not make it safer? You won't hear much about that. But that happened today as well. A couple other things. I'm going to get to the phones here. The critics mean we have a what's with the critics today? I can't say crickets. It's a Monday thing. My tongue is tripping over crickets.
Sometimes they sound so similar, too, don't they? Critics and crickets.
I've said crickets a zillion times. I've never once tripped up and said critics instead of...
It's just an ironic, you know, word that you end up with when you don't say crickets. But
maybe we could spice up Monday by asking for critics to call. Todd, there you go. How about some critics out there? Anything you don't like about what I say or what I just said or this program or... You know, just bring it on. Where's the Hannon haters? The Hannon hotline. Let's get them going. 855-200-1776, extension 1. You can leave a message. One other quick thing I want to tell you about, and then I'll go to the phones here. Do you remember a little dust-up between the Forum News Service and Valley News Live? Two news organizations that cover news in the Red River Valley, related to a national report on refugees and tuberculosis. Do you remember that story? It was back mid-May. National story out said that there were a large number of refugees that were being treated for tuberculosis. And Valley News Live reported on that, saying, you know, percentage is high and we need to watch this. And the Forum News Service said, oh, you're just, you know, you're just, I forget the term they used, but they were basically saying they were being bigoted because they were against racial or whatever, against these refugees, and they were reporting a stat. Well, anyway, Breitbart News Service now has come out and found out that, in fact, in North Dakota, there were, got to find the number, a number of cases that were, in fact, dealt with. Whereas Dr. John Baird, health officer for Fargo-Cass Public Health in North Dakota, confirms to Breitbart News that the agency, which serves all of Cass County, has diagnosed and treated four refugees with active tuberculosis between 2012 and 2015. Okay? Now, a little more than a month ago, a spokesperson for Lutheran Social Services of North Dakota, the resettlement agency hired by the federal government to operate the program in North Dakota, denied that any refugees it had resettled in North Dakota had been diagnosed with active TB. One of two things happened here. They lied or they made a mistake. And we need to know an answer on why. I also think Forum News Service might want to pony up in the way of a explanation, too. Why they thought this was a non-issue, when in fact now it is an issue. Anyway, so we can talk about that. Let's go to the phones. Carrie in Bismarck wants to tell us how brave Todd is. I think we already know that. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, is a brave guy because he's here every day with yours truly on the radio. How else is he brave, Kerry?
Todd is brave because, let me tell you, I'm Todd's wife, and yesterday I took my husband shopping for a pair of stiletto heels and fishnet stockings to wear for a stiletto race on July 4th. To benefit Walk MS. And if that's not brave, I don't know what is.
There you go. That is. Todd, have you practiced walking around?
Do you have any idea how hard it is?
Do
you have any idea how hard it is to find stilettos in my size?
No, I'll bet. So you found them. You have them now.
And they're only $8.
Have you practiced walking in them?
A little. Not nearly enough. I don't want to break the heel right away and then have to go buy a new pair.
All for a great cause, too. It's a wonderful deal. I hope we'll have video.
I'm sure
Jim
we
and Fargo,
will.
You're next on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoos, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&SMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
A new radio program on the Northern Plains. Lines open here. Don't make us crank up those crickets. 800-228-0550. Ask me anything. It's on your mind today. brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can. We are less than a month away from some great fun. Rocking the Bakken with the Cook Fest. Mandaree on the 19th of July. Stanley on the 21st of July. The Bakken Rocks North Dakota Oil Can. Wonderful fishing derby is the 20th in Newtown. Four Bears Casino Marina. That's a lot of fun. That's the middle day there. So it's just good fun. Mandaree on the 19th. Stanley the 21st, fishing in between on the 20th. All the details, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Jim in Fargo, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, take it away.
Yeah, I'm celebrating the fact that the Supreme Court did the right thing and went against that spoiled brat and told him that he can't write laws. But it just throws a fear into me. We have four Supreme Court justices that basically voted for a dictatorship. That is very frightening to me. Four people that sit up that high court that believe a dictatorship is all right, and that to me does not bode well for our future.
All right, you confuse me a little bit here, Jim. You agree with the decision. And who was dictating this in your view?
Well, Obama. He wanted to rewrite the immigration law. He just said that I'm the president. I can rewrite the immigration law. And the Supreme Court shot him down.
Okay, I'm
sorry.
It
went 4-4.
You're talking about a different Supreme Court decision. I got it. I thought you were talking about the one we were just chatting about that came down today on the Texas abortion law. But you're talking about the immigration law. Got it.
Yeah, the immigration law. You know, Obama basically wrote that law, what scares me is we have four justices that believe that the President of the United States can write law. And that's a dictatorship. That's a frightening thing to me. We have four people that believe a dictatorship is fine. Oh, that's frightening.
If I had to pick every issue and list them in the order of importance from 1 to 100, that were guiding my decision-making process related to the November election, the Supreme Court would be number one on the list because everything else comes from that, right? I mean, if our Constitution means nothing, and, you know, yeah. As you say, in the case of Obama writing immigration law, not getting his way in Congress, therefore putting him through executive orders, whatever, and the Supreme Court goes along with that, then we don't have a constitution anymore. So I believe America I believe America ceases to, exist if they get their way in that regard. So that's why, to me, Donald Trump, what he's done on the Supreme Court, and Ben Carson's the guy that brought me over 100% full-fledged for Trump, and he said, number one, he can win. He's the one guy that can beat Hillary. Number two, it's the Supreme Court. And he gets it. I mean, it's Scalia, it's as the founding fathers intended the Supreme Court to be. And then he put out that list of who he would put on the Supreme Court, and rock stars.
Any thinking American that understands what freedom is, understands what it is. If they're not frightened by the fact that we're how close we are to having the Supreme Court become. Well, like it was when they wrote the law that it's perfectly fine to kill a baby in 73, when they decided that they found the Constitution that you can't kill somebody that's old, but you can kill a baby, and that's fine with the court. I said, those kind of rules will come again.
Jim, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Supreme Court's number one on my list in November. In my reasoning for supporting Donald Trump, which is why when he says something stupid, which he has, and he will again, or something that causes you to scratch your head a little bit, I don't go into a freak-out tizzy over it. I say, how does this, even if I would call it an offense, right? How would this flap, whatever, compare to his view on the Supreme Court versus Hillary Clinton's? It'll keep you much calmer during the election cycle, I would suggest. What's on your mind today, friends? Call me at 800-228-0550. Texter says, can you ask Scott where we can get a nice flagpole? I heard he had a nice one. Thank you. Well, that's nice. It sort of depends on where you live, I guess, so I need to know that. But where's your go-to location for flagpoles, folks? 800-228-0550 if you want to answer that on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's go to Elmer and Mandan. Hey, Elmer, what's on your mind?
Yes, this is probably not a question. It's more your opinion.
Okay.
I bought something with a debit card, and 10 days later, I get a letter saying they made a mistake on the rebate. Instead of giving me $50 rebate, they gave me $150. So they took another $106 out of the account.
It wasn't a mower, was it? By chance, I know this happened to somebody else that bought a mower, and they called us and they were curious how the store could do that after
the
fact.
Yes,
I mean,
it was, and you were busy with politicians last week, so I never got a chance to call back.
No, that's okay. What we suggested to the other caller call is just go back and talk to the store. First of all, it sounds like it was an honest mistake when you checked out. At least it was for the other individual, and that you know, you've now been charged correctly where previously you weren't charged enough, so it isn't like it's any wrongdoing. I think the question is, you know, how do you just do that without asking me first or telling me first before you do it? Sounds like they told you.
Once they've got your card number and your name, can they just go ahead and debit your account for whatever amount?
I hear you. I don't know. What I would do, Elmer, is I'd go back and ask them, how does that work? Again, and you know, certainly if you had been charged incorrectly, you would have the ability to go there and say, what the heck's going on here? But in this case, you're charged correctly, you just didn't get notified. If I were that business, I'd tell you beforehand, hey, we messed up. Here's what we're going to do. Unless you want to pay for it a different way, let us know. And they didn't do that. But I'd go back to the store, Elmer, and just tell them, okay?
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, and then let us know what you learn.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Joel in Lemon, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I had a couple questions for you today. The first one was I saw you at Franklin Graham's deal in Bismarck right before Trump came to town.
Yeah, that was
and,
fun.
And I asked you a question. You told people to give you some questions to ask Trump. And I asked you if you could maybe ask him to take a Donald Trump stand on the bathroom issue on the right side of it. I was wondering if you ever were able to ask him that.
No, I didn't get a chance to talk to him that day. We didn't know if we were going to interview or not, I think, when I saw you the day before. And we ended up not getting an interview just because they did a press conference instead. Hang on, Joel. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Before the top of the hour, here's the telephone number. Give us a call, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. And the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, love hearing from you, ladies and gentlemen. High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors today. The sprayer company the others keep talking about. This is not just some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company. The others are always talking about it. And the customers at High Plains Apache make one thing clear. They work hard for their money. When they spend a buck, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer. It's proven to work as hard as you do, with a support team to back it up. ET Ag Center has 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. Remember that. Any kind of breakdown, more likely they have it. You're back to work in no time. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, everything. For any brand, by the way. That's the ET Ag Center. Any make, any model. And, of course, a great warranty. That industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty is a big part of the Apache success, too. 1701 East Side Court, across the road from Bonanza and Mandan, south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29. Tell them Scott sent you to High Plains Apache. So, Joel, back to your question. Joel in Lemon, South Dakota, calling in here at What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. This is a good topic to explore, Donald Trump, a little bit. I said earlier that no matter what issue comes up between now and November, I'm going to compare my thoughts on where he's at of the Supreme Court to whatever other issue. In other words, if, say, for instance, he didn't answer the question about transgender bathroom to our liking. And as I recall, the one time he's been asked about this, he said something to the effect of, let the states decide. It was either the states or, you know, local communities decide. And then somebody said, well, what if somebody, transgender decided to just use whatever restroom they want to do in Trump Tower? He said, fine, I don't care. That's the only answer I really remember on it. And, my point is, if he didn't answer it to our liking on that particular issue, is it enough to override his view on the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I don't know. And there again, what he says on it is not going to change how I vote. I mean, obviously I'm a Republican. It's the first year I've been able to vote. I'm 19, so I voted for Trump. Ted Cruz and Kasich were on the South Dakota Republican ballot still. That's kind of funny. And some people voted for him just to thumb their nose at everybody. But Trump, yeah, obviously Trump won. But yeah, I really don't care what he says about it, but I would have liked to see him do something. At the same time, I've watched some YouTube videos of Trump protesters and different stuff like that, but they say, like the gays especially, they say, you know, he's never really said anything to offend us yet, so I don't think that he's really offended the LGBT community yet. So, I mean, not that we necessarily want or need them on our side, but, you know, especially since the Democrats are deserting them, you know, why not?
Yeah, so. I noticed that a few protests over the weekend, there were some, you know, interesting signs related to Donald Trump. There were also some banners about, you know, stop Republican hate and, you know, all kinds of, you know, so but obviously that's a few people and their viewpoint doesn't necessarily speak for the entire community. You know, I wish you could find a place where you could talk about the issue from a standpoint, and I'm not sure it's possible. I really don't, from the perspective of someone in the LGBT community, to talk about the issue, for instance, on restrooms and the bathroom story without offending them, but saying, look, we got to be about public safety first and foremost, and people choosing to use whichever bathroom they like is ripe for abuse, right? I mean, and that doesn't mean you hate people who are in a gay lifestyle or who are transitioning to whatever. You know what I mean?
It sounds like common sense, which Republicans are kind of all about, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, and maybe that's where Donald Trump could plow some new ground, you know, and go. You know, there's a story out over the weekend where Pope Francis says the church should ask for forgiveness from gays for past treatment. Now, if you read what he said, you know, basically, I think the church should not only apologize to a gay person whom it offended, but it must also apologize to the poor as well, to the women who have been exploited, to children who have been exploited by being forced to work. It must apologize for having blessed so many weapons, he goes on to say. Now, he also talks about, in the same conversation, that the church teaches that homosexuals should not be discriminated against. They should be respected and accompanied pastorally. And the church teaches that homosexual tendencies are not sinful, but homosexual acts are, and that homosexuals should try to be chaste. So he's not modifying the church's opinion in any way. In other words, he's saying, you love everyone. You love everyone. Simple as that. But you also say, you can't, you know, in other words, that when you say you love everyone, that doesn't mean there are no rules. Do as you please.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't, you know, everybody tends to freak out a little bit. Oh, he's saying the church has been mean to gay, you know. He's saying the church has apologized to anybody that's been mean to.
They don't choose it. It's not like, contrary to popular belief, they are not born like that. It's usually some traumatic event that happened in their childhood, and I feel bad for them, but, you know, and on the one hand, yes, it's a sin. On the other hand, God says you're supposed to love darn near everybody. So
exactly right.
And my other question, you were talking about Supreme Court justices. I'm only 19, so I probably don't know them, but that list that Trump put out, Ted Cruz isn't on that, is it?
He's not on the list. No, I'd love it if he would have been.
Who is on the list? Who do you think that I'd know would be on the list?
No, it's all judges. I mean, I didn't know a lot of the, you know, I had to go back. What I did was relied on people who are court watchers to say, oh, my gosh, you can't get any more of a rock-solid list. You know what I mean? There were a couple of names that had been mentioned previously, but not household names by any stretch, but by the people who watch the court very closely, all saying incredible. I mean, all-star list couldn't have gotten any better.
Yep. Okay.
I believe they were all justices, not all at the, you know, there were some state Supreme Court justices, which is unusual, and a few of them on lower courts, but they were all on the court somewhere, and of course Ted Cruz isn't. So that doesn't mean he's not going to be considered, but everybody there had at least been vetted to be on a court somehow previously.
Okay. Okay. Well, sense? I trusted you, and you trusted Ben, so you know, because I don't know any of the judges, but I was just pretty sure that they were all conservatives. So, but and I'm super happy right now that Hillary is, or is the presumptive nominee, at least. I have thought for months now, I've hoped against hope sometimes that Bernie would not be the nominee, because Bernie actually has people behind him, just like Trump has. Hillary, you know, she has the big money, she has the super PAC, and she has the hitmen behind her, you know, at sometimes I was like, you know, Bernie is never, they're never going to let him get it. He was always a sideshow. At the same time, there was times where I was like, man, the Bernie supporters are so animated. Most of the Trump protesters are Bernie supporters. There's hardly any people behind Hillary. People are just going to vote for Hillary because she's a Democrat. Whereas you go to a Trump rally, there's must be at least 2-3 dozen people there. So
interesting. Good point, Joel.
I'm so happy it's Hillary because I think he can really rip her apart with all of her scandals. You know, how she's a feminist and yet she just bulldozed those women who her hubby assaulted or whatever. She just bulldozed them into silence, and I'm told that's not what good feminists should be doing. And I just heard the other day that women who work in her campaign office make 70% what men do. So,
I heard
that's
that too.
On my mind, I'll quit running my mouth.
No, good stuff, Joel. Appreciate the call from Lemon, South Dakota today. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I saw a stat over the weekend. 25% of Bernie Sanders voters would never vote for Hillary. You don't hear much about the Never Hillary movement. But to his point, you know, Hillary's obviously the establishment. Trump, the anti-establishment candidate on the Republican side, and could bode well for him. Do you think people tell pollsters who they actually are going to vote for? I'm not so sure. Yeah, thank you, Todd. A few more lines open there at 800-228-0550 for you to tell us what's on your mind. Texters, Trump and the bathroom issue. He can say he wants the states to decide, but if you want his true feeling, he opened his business up to transgender. That's true. You know, it's his business. Right? He built that. I don't have a problem with that. I think a kinder, gentler tone when you're talking about this is okay. With this caveat, the idea that you can choose doesn't work. You know, a separate bathroom, a unisex bathroom, whatever, that's the way to solve the issue. It's not saying you choose, you decide. There's where the potential for exploitation comes in, especially when we're talking locker rooms and shower facilities and whatnot. But again, I take it from this texter doesn't like that idea. Is that a reason not to vote for Trump? Are you kidding me? For one, Hillary's in the same position. Think about that. Crosby, let's go to Jay. What's on your mind, Jay?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, hello.
Hello. You got us loud and clear.
Yeah. I've got something you might be able to spin on my mind for a while. In the past, when Obama has gone to all of his fundraisers in California, it's always bothered me that it's on our tax dollars that his Secret Service and Air Force One. And then recently, evidently, he's going to endorse Hillary all the way. Am I correct on that?
That who is going to endorse Hillary? Obama? Already has.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no. Bad deal. Hang on, Jay. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Talk about Maduro.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King-size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Generous, generous Jerry. Keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. Keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to stop through his aisle. Your firework will be blazing, and you sure will be a gazing. Be sure to stop generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry. A firework visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Save on the biggest, best, and largest selection. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Locations in Williston, Dickinson, Tioga, Devil's Lake, Wapiton, Jamestown, Valley City, 2 in Fargo, and 2 in Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you and you're getting a freebie.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a gazing. Be sure to stop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Actually, my pillow I'm going to do here. How'd you sleep this weekend? So-so? Mesa Mesa? I have help. It's on the way, friends. It's on the way. My pillow. You no doubt heard the ad. We're not talking about it. You may have already bought one. Well, I tell you what, if you have, how about sharing? Great gifts. That's right, great gifts. Or if you haven't, don't have one yet yourself, the 4-for-1 deal now is incredible. The classic 4-pack combo, only $99.98. You get two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. The 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillows also still available. 50% off on that deal, 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT, 800-506-9028. Before I forget, we had somebody earlier call and say, I need a flagpole, where do I go? And we said, where are you from? They said, Bismarck. And somebody else has texted in, Dakota Awards is a good spot for a flagpole. We'll take others, because we asked. So if anybody else has a great flagpole out there, get your free plug in here at 800-228-0550. We'll talk Maduro in a moment after we wrap our conversation with Jay and Crosby. Okay, Jay, you're back. Sorry we had to cut you short there going into the break.
No, that's fine. So as I was saying, in the past, it's always sort of bothered me that the president does fundraising across the country from the Democratic Party as he's a sitting president, on our dime, I would presume, taxpayers. And I've always figured, well, what do I know? I know there's laws for that. But now that he's going to endorse Hillary for all it's worth, I'm going to assume he's going to travel the country again on Air Force One with Secret Service. And, you know, what is your opinion on that? Is there campaign laws that govern that?
No, they all do it. I mean, it's, you know, a president's a president, even when he's campaigning for someone or running for reelection or whatever. So, you know, and they have to, if they come only for a political purpose, then a campaign has to reimburse for fuel or something. So they have some way around it. But of course, the security costs and all that just go with the president wherever they're at. And what they usually end up doing is put an official stop in on something, and so they can say, well, we were there for the official reason, but we also happen to help out there. So, but just so you know what happens with everybody. Appreciate the call. Justin Fisk is here. Mr. Maduro today on What's on Your Mind, the marketing director for Maduro. Adore it. Explore it. The great Maduro. Justin, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
I understand you had a big weekend out there with Cat Perkins and the Maduro musical, huh?
Yeah, we did. It was a great weekend in Medora. I mean, most weekends are amazing in Medora, but we had Kat Perkins with over 1,000 people at her concert on Saturday, and we had the biggest Medora musical turnout of the year that night. It's pretty cool because the people are loving the new show. We've got a new host this year in Chet Willen, who, you know, you've seen the last few years as a Burning Hill singer, but he's graduated to the host role now, and people are digging the new show, Scott.
Yeah, he does a great job. I remember last year with Kat Perkins and others, Jesse Veeder, doing the summer concert series, and you're doing that again this year, right?
Yeah, we have some really unique summer concerts booked. The next one is Friday, July 8th. Really cool thing called Sean Johnson Big Band Experience. We're going to have a grand piano, stand-up bass, a bunch of instruments on the stage of the Maduro musical in the afternoon, and it's going to be rocking. It's going to be fun.
That sounds like fun. How about the 4th of July? What do you got planned for Maduro for the 4th?
Well, I'm glad you were talking about flagpoles. And there's no more patriotic place on the 4th of July than Maduro in our state. And it's going to be cool. It's going to be, you know, basically that place you can walk into and be proud to be an American. And that's kind of unique these days, you know. And so we've got a Saturday parade for Independence Day as well as a Monday 4th of July parade. The Maduro musical, of course, is patriotic every night with salute to veterans and a patriotic finale. And we typically have the 4th of July fireworks show in downtown Maduro. That'll be Monday this year as well. It's going to be a really great time to be in Maduro this coming weekend. And the summer is just heating up. This is the time to get your Maduro trip planned and get going.
No kidding. I don't know about other folks, but it sort of snuck up on me. It's like, wow, the musical's on. You know, summer's here. Get out to Maduro. So I was glad to be there last week and be back with the family before the summer's out. We're working on finding a weekend to do it. And 4th of July would be a great time to do it with two parades and the fireworks and all the fun. You also have a Veterans Day salute planned in Maduro, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We salute veterans and those folks who have served our country every night at the Maduro musical. We ask them to stand and be recognized. But one night every year, we let all veterans in for free. And that night this year is July 10th. And we have a little keg social before the Pitchfork Steak Fondue for them. We'll have some military hardware on display at that. And we're going to kick off the Maduro musical that night, which is free for veterans again, with a flyover by three World War II fighter aircraft. The folks at the Texas Flying Legends are bringing two fighters, And our friend Toby McPherson from the Fargo Air Museum is bringing his P-51, and they're going to buzz the amphitheater to start the show.
I love it. Circle the calendar July 10th for that salute to vets. Justin, thanks for the update. Explore it, adore it, Madora, it's the best. Thanks, Justin. We'll talk to you later.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA, 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.